movies.
Good morning. Welcome to In Focus, or welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And I'm now here with Melanie Martin and Rebecca Borgman. Melanie is the pastor of community care for First United Methodist Church, and we're going to talk about the Global Leadership Summit that will be in Manhattan in the first parts of August. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let me get your mic on there a little bit. There we go. Let's try it again. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
Appreciate you both coming in, and we're talking about the Global Leadership Summit. I guess first off, what is that?
Yeah, the Global Leadership Summit. So it started 26 years ago this August. A church in Chicago found that they weren't able to really be effective and change their community and be involved with kind of life-changing efforts because of poor leadership, difficulties in leadership. So they started just kind of a grassroots little leadership conference every August. And it grew because people started to want to bring their coworkers, their family members, and so about 10 years in, it became its own nonprofit, and the Global Leadership Summit was formed. And so it's much like TED Talks. It's a two-day leadership experience with really incredible, inspiring speakers. And this is the first year in the 26 years that we'll have a local Manhattan site. So it's really exciting.
And talk about that process of getting that to Manhattan, and maybe just tell us where this has been in sure. Other places, other locations.
Okay. Yeah. So in past years, Wichita and Kansas City were the closest locations. In the last 5 or 6 years, Topeka and Hutchinson have had locations. But an interesting thing that we found at the First United Methodist Church is that there were a number of businesses like Kansas Farm Bureau, our church, a few other churches, even some independent workers were going to locations elsewhere in Kansas. And we thought if we could harness that and have a Manhattan location, it could be really incredible to have a huge number of people get the same kind of community organizing and leadership lessons. So we decided to bring it local.
And how long has this been in the process, been working on this?
Right. Yeah. So we had a soft launch last year to just test the waters. We didn't really do some promotion, and we did it at the First United Methodist Church. So starting in November, we started planning for this August event, and we decided to bring it to the K-State Forum Hall. If any of you have been to the Forum Hall, they play a lot of movies there. It is a satellite event, and so we thought we just need the best audiovisual that we can have to make this an exciting event. And then the union itself has such great amenities as far as our courtyard, the businesses and restaurants and coffee shops that are offered there. So,
and when you say a satellite event, that means people from, I guess, all around the world, I guess, will be tuning in.
Yeah, all around the world. So there will be about 500,000 people watching the event in August. It's live out of Chicago, but we'll be just one of many satellites. Then it's going to be in 135 countries, and there's over 600 satellite locations in the United States. And so when we watch it, we'll be joined by 600 other locations. And so it's really exciting to think of that many people. Their Ace Hardware requires all their top sellers to attend. The entire Las Vegas Police Department attends. And then there's sites around the globe, like there's one in Uganda, and the Supreme Court of Uganda is required to attend. And so it's really neat to think about how Manhattan will be joined by a huge amount of people around the globe.
That's quite the reach.
Yeah, isn't that cool? And in the future, Manhattan, assuming our site goes well the first few years, will be able to have the opportunity to be in partnership with a global location. So I'm really excited about that potential, because the way that we could have a location of our choosing, like there's not a ton in South America, so maybe a location in South America, or there's several sites in Africa and around various areas of Asia. We could partner with them, and so some of their people could attend our event, we could attend theirs. There's about a 2-month delay to allow for translation, and so a lot of other leaders that I've talked to that offer this in their communities find that that's one of the most powerful things, as a way that it kind of helps a small community like our own think more globally and partner with people different than us.
Brady Bowman here with Melanie Martin. She's a pastor of community care for First United Methodist Church, who you just heard speaking, talking about the Global Leadership Summit in Manhattan. That'll be August 9th through the 10th. Do want to remind folks that phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. If you want to get in on the conversation, we also have Rebecca Borgman in studio with us. And Rebecca, let's get you in on this a little bit and talk about your involvement with the Global Leadership Summit.
Yeah, so I am the pastoral intern at First United Methodist Church. And so through this my internship, I've been working closely with Melanie, planning and being on the operations team. And so we have decided to go to the Forum Hall this year because of the amenities. We're going to have complimentary coffee and pastries and snacks through the event, catered, and we're going to have lunch breakout sessions where we can have different people talk about how we can integrate what we've learned through the lessons that we've heard and into this Manhattan area. And like with the union, we can, there's parking available and there's free parking in the student lots and then paid parking in the garage, which is $12, the normal rate.
Just taking on quite the task here for as an internship.
Oh, yeah.
Just coming out of the gate hot there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Talked about the Global Leadership Summit. And Melanie, if you want to talk a little bit about, we talked a lot about the specifics of kind of the when and where's, but as far as what it's about, like the content that these speakers were talking, you're saying it's going to be very TED Talk-esque.
Yeah. So really the beauty of the summit is just the quality of speakers that we're able to learn from all over business and kind of personal life. And so I'll talk about some of my favorite speakers this year that I'm excited about. You can go to Will Creek Summit willcreekcom.com/summit to see the full list, or go to our First United Methodist website. We have Angela Ahrens. She's a senior vice president of retail for Apple. So if you've been inside an Apple store, you know that it's kind of a seamless experience for more than a billion visitors per year, with the goal of educating, inspiring, entertaining, and enriching people through experiencing that Apple store. So I'm excited to learn from her and just think about what makes those stores special and unique and such an exciting experience, and how can we integrate that in our local businesses and the community of Manhattan. Simon Sinek is another really popular one this year. He's a best-selling author of the book Starts With Why, and then his TED Talk is the third most watched of all time, and we'll be excited to debut a new book that he's going to have at the summit.
So you're talking, you're not just saying it's like TED Talk. I mean, you're having some actual TED Talk people.
Yeah, it's basically be a part of it. Is. Yeah, it's really exciting. And they try to talk around all aspects of life. So you'll have John C. Maxwell. He's a leadership expert, one of the most effective leadership coaches of our time. We're going to have Dr. Nabita Lagodi. She's going to talk about how she's brought affordable public health to Johannesburg, South Africa. Danny Meyer is a restaurateur and Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People. And then maybe one other that I'll highlight is Carla Harris. She's the vice chairman and managing director and senior client advisor at Morgan Stanley. She's been named Fortune Magazine's list of the 50 top most powerful black executives in corporate America. She's also Black Enterprise's top 75 most powerful women in business. So I'm excited to hear about her too, talking about how we can kind of harness our potential in the business world and also trickle that down to just our everyday lives.
I'm looking at the list right now. Actually, I think you sent to me an email a while back that has a list of these speakers, and there's a few of them that really do pop out at you that, like, I've heard that name before. Like T.D. Jakes is one that's like, I've heard of him.
Yeah, there's some big names, and the interesting thing is that they all really work hard to make their talks practical. Some people think, you know, I'm not in full-time business. Maybe they might be a stay-at-home parent. Maybe they're retired. But we found in our soft launch that it really doesn't matter your background. There will be something that can inspire you and kind of recalibrate how you're living your life.
And maybe you mentioned this, maybe just to kind of rehash it a little bit, but for the church to get involved in something like this, it really just seems kind of leadership based and just really just kind of for everybody, whether no matter which church you go to, or if you even go to a church, it's really just kind of seems like it's based for anybody.
It really is. You'll notice that there are, as you've touched on, some speakers with a faith background. And so we talk about at the beginning of the event, you know, humble leaders can learn from anybody. You know, kind of the quality of a strong leader is being able to hear stuff that we don't agree with and just say, you know, I might not take that home with me, but I can hear it and be open to different views. So there's some faith-based speakers. They don't go overly into their faith. They might mention that or even just in their title. Some are pastors, but it's geared towards anybody. It is an event that we can all learn from. And one of the reasons why our church wanted to do it is just because we found it to be effective in our staff and in our volunteers, and just to be a really quality inspiring event. And we want to be kind of as a church, offering to the community exciting, inspiring, educational opportunities. And so that's one of the reasons why we wanted to get involved with hosting.
Humble leadership.
Yeah.
That's a refreshing thing to hear.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back and talk more about the Global Leadership Summit coming up in August here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.